Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. We're back. Yes, well, actually, I'm back. But then we're back. Like I was talking about it, like I was going to be here, but then there's a chance that someone's going to be here with me, but then it didn't. But yes, it did. Fear the Walking Dead. We're talking about Sunday's, what I like to call part 2, episode 2. It was a 2-hour premiere episode last weekend. It was called The New Frontier. You know how on the last recap show I mentioned my crew's trying to go to school and go to premieres, and one, I have no idea what she's doing. She's here! Kristen! Because Kristen, you haven't listened to the first show, but I talk about all y'all, and I talk about how you're the only one that texts me.
Aw.
Well, I mentioned, I was like, I said, Brancy's probably got school and work because she's being responsible. Jesus is probably going to a premiere. And I said, I don't know what Kristen does, but she just texted me. So, okay.
And work.
I didn't know you still had a job or anything.
Of course I do.
All right. So let's
pay the bills.
Okay. I like that. I thought you had like a sugar daddy.
No.
That's how you girls in Miami do it.
No.
All right.
I'm not from Miami, remember?
I know. You're from, come on.
Mm-hmm. New Jersey.
That explains a lot. All right, so you missed the first episode, but real quick, just real, like a real, how did you feel about the first one? How'd you feel? I don't know how you feel about this one, but like I said in the recap, because you haven't had a chance to hear it, I felt that episode 2 felt like a more of like a premiere. Because this one here was definitely kind of more of a calmness, even though we got a spoon in the eye.
And by the way, the guy that plays Troy.
Let's see if you say it.
I have met him.
Oh, you have? What was it?
He was on the original.
That's what I said in the recap. I was like, well, if Kristen was here, I believe he played Cole.
Yes,
right?
He did.
I go, I believe he played Cole. I go, we can ask Kristen. I go, she would know if she was responsible. She would have been here for the first episode. But yes, he played Troy. So you got a chance to meet him at one of those little conventions, right?
Yes, we met him in Atlanta for the Originals convention, and he's super funny.
Is he?
Yeah.
So total opposite of what his character is, Troy.
Definitely. And he's British.
That's what I hear.
Yeah,
awesome. All those guys do. I liked him. I liked him in the Originals. And I was saying in this one here, did you ever watch The Following with Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, I used to recap that show with you. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because that was like Amy.
Me, you, and Amy.
You did too?
Yes.
I don't even remember.
Oh.
Well, you know what?
I know. The guy, his brother, is the creepy twins.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I totally forgot. I mentioned that we talked the Following. Well, actually, I watched The Following. I didn't even mention that we recapped it because it never returned. Maybe that's why. I didn't say any nice names. I just said, if you watch The Following, the twin, and I don't know what his name. But since you, yeah, okay. So how do you feel? Do you feel that you like Troy being Troy? Because I mentioned that I would have rather think that Jake would have been a better Troy and Troy would have been a better Jake, actor-wise.
Because
we know The Following, if you didn't watch The Following, Jake, who's in The Following, is
wicked.
Yes.
So he is wicked.
Yeah, so I was like, oh man, I wonder if he would have been like a better crazy, you know?
Okay, here's my thing though.
Okay.
He obviously is a really good crazy person.
Yes.
And Daniel Sharman, who plays Troy, is, I mean, Cole is kind of crazy.
Yes.
But Daniel Sharman didn't play him as a crazy person.
True.
So I kind of like that they flipped.
So you like how they are right now?
I mean, I would like them flip the other way also, like the guy from The Following playing the crazy Troy.
Right.
I would like it that way too, but I like that because they're showing like
a different side.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, I get it. You know, I just, you know, for me, I can't remember who the actor's name is, and we used to talk about him on The Following, but I liked him. He just plays crazy so good.
Yes.
But you know, it's cool. It's cool like this, but I, you know, I'm just saying I would have, you know, that would
I don't,
be.
I feel like he might be a little off the rocker here too.
I don't know.
He's a little too wholesome
seeming. I think he's really, really.
You think that's genuine?
I think it's genuine. I think he's really looking out for, or he wants to make his dad proud and really want, I, you know, don't get me wrong. I think that whole family's effed up. But I think he's really trying to keep. I believe him. I believe him. I do. Especially during that part where they're all talking during the funeral thing, and he's still trying to keep law and order. And yeah, I don't know. I believe him. I believe he's a good. He's trying to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother Troy is crazy. So the first episode, you liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it rock you, or you just liked it?
Mm-mm. It was all right.
Okay, that means...
You know, I have to be honest, this show has not gotten me to my Walking Dead status.
Okay.
So I'm still...
You're still there.
Easing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my wife had mentioned, like, in, when we watched the first... Because she cannot stand Nick. Like, can't. And then she was, like, bitching about him. And then she was like, you know what I realized? I don't think I even like any of the characters. Like,
I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, and I was
Alicia,
like,
Alicia, I can tolerate a little bit.
Alicia, I said in my last recap, in the beginning, I was like, this girl ain't going to make it. But now she's really turning out to be a badass, a smart mm-hmm. badass.
Yeah.
You know, but Daniel, we'll talk about that later, but that he's my favorite.
Of course.
We can go down the list of people in a second. So we're going to jump into episode 2 really fast.
Mm-hmm.
The New Frontier. I was mentioning this in the last recap. what was going through your mind when the bullets were going into the helicopter?
Oh shit!
Did you think we were gonna lose Travis in that part?
No,
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh, and my wife's like, oh crap, and I'm like, rewind. I'm like, whoa, no. Maybe he's not dead. Maybe he fell into some water. Maybe.
I tried to think that way too. I think the chances of that are pretty slim.
Yeah, because my wife was like, "How can it kill you?" And then when we watched Talking Dead, and they mentioned, "Did you watch it also?"
No.
And then they mentioned the part that from Apocalypse Now, the movie, that the military, they tell you to sit on your helmets because if not, gunfire could go through and shoot your balls off. So I think that's where they got it from, kind of. So yeah, cause at first I was like, well, okay, maybe it just went through his neck and you know, we could wrap up a bandage, but when he opens his shirt or his jacket, I could not, that hurt me. I'm not gonna lie, because after seeing him whoop ass in the octagon with the zombies and then to go out like that, but you know what, but still to get his snap and to open the door, cause he knew that if he turned, it's over.
He was gonna kill them.
It hurts.
I'm not connected to these characters.
Okay.
Like I'm not attached to them.
Uh-huh.
So I really,
it didn't bother
whatever
me
about it. But when I saw that, I was like, my mouth dropped. My jaw dropped. Cause I was like, I didn't expect that in a premiere.
I did not. And that was, and I even paused. I was like, 7 minutes. 7 minutes into it. And bam. To me, that felt like the premiere. Like, if it would have started off like that, I would have been like, oh, crap. We just lost Travis in the first 7 minutes of this premiere. Oh, yeah. So, and maybe that was, and I even said it in the last recap. I was like, oh, you know, now I see it all put together. I was like, okay, cool. Because it's just... Because at first I was like, ah, and then the second episode, you know, it starts right after. And I was like, ah, and then I was like, pew, 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 and then he falls out. I was like, whoa, what the hell did I just
what
see?
What just happened?
What just happened? So, yeah, that definitely, because he was, oh, man, I was so, and I still think, there's still a part of me that's thinking, maybe he landed on some feathers.
Feathers.
Some sheep, maybe, a flock of sheep, I don't know. So that was bad. That was bad. So we lost him there. Let's see what else I have in my notes here. Let's talk about Strand. You know, he saves the people at the gate by mm-hmm. saying that he can, he's a doctor, delivers a baby,
mm-hmm.
And pretty much, is asked to leave. But before all that, he is told to help out. I really thought they were just tossing him in a room with zombies and they were going to kill him.
So did I.
And then we find out it's Elaine. The mom of
mm-hmm.
The bride. I really like that moment. Probably one of my favorite moments besides Travis dying.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was some deep stuff there.
Yeah, because she was kind of a bitch. Not here, but before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, I think she lost everything, right? So mm-hmm. would you say that she has a right to be a bitch? Or do you think she was a bitch before? I think there's one, no, she I lost think, her daughter.
She has a, yeah. Yeah. She broke. She snapped.
Yeah. And honestly, it seemed like if she wouldn't have got that window open, she would just stay in that room and just died of starvation.
I knew that shit was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew she was going out the window. And I was like, really, Strand, why would you open that?
I think he just gave her a choice. You know, like, I just delivered a baby. There's hope. And then she's like, nah, see ya. Yeah, that was because he didn't stop her. You know, no. Who didn't stop her? So, you know, I don't know. I thought it was that was probably my favorite moment, plus the beginning of this episode. Good stuff. In between, you know, we got Nick and Madison. They arrive at the ranch. How are you feeling in this episode? At this episode, let's not talk about the next one. But in this episode and the first episode, how are you feeling about Nick?
Okay, I thought you were going to ask me about Madison. I was going to say the same as last season.
Okay. So are you just annoyed by her? Are you pissed by her? Are you annoyed by Nick?
No, I honestly, I can tolerate Nick more than I can tolerate Madison. But Nick is being a little annoying.
He is getting there.
Because I think he's trying to, I mean, he was a serious drug addict.
Right.
And now he's trying to be like, trying to call the shots, and it's like, tone it down a little, buddy. Wash your hair.
Yeah. Still hasn't done it.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not like, oh my God, please kill him already.
Right.
I'm not to that point, but.
I don't know. My wife and I are just, he's really fucking annoying right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, and one thing my wife really brought up, you know, and what pissed her off was, is that part where Troy wants to kill Lucy. And then, you know, my wife's like, you know, he's just a piece of shit because he doesn't even care about his, you know, if he were to have killed Troy, that would have probably killed Madison and Alicia. Mm-hmm. And, yep. You know, screw his family.
Exactly.
So, and you know, it'd have been one point, it would have been something for me if he would have like looked at them and looked at like in a pickle. If he would have been in a pickle, he didn't even hesitate
mm-hmm.
about his family, which is fucked up.
Yeah. And I mean, she was like on the verge of death's door.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I honestly, first episode, this episode, if Nick died, I would be, because, you know, I liked Nick because, you know, back then, at least he was, you know, he was getting it. He's surviving and he was adapting to the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Now and maybe some people out there, some of the fans are thinking to themselves and want to yell at us saying it's because he feels shitty for putting Lucy's people at the border in that situation. And maybe he's being extra protective and extra whatever.
Like overcompensating?
Yeah, because he doesn't want that to happen again. But still, he didn't even think about his family. So I'm just sitting here talking out loud. If he died, I could care less. You know.
I mean, I don't really want him to die, but I just think those three, like him, Alicia, and Madison, just none of them are on the same page when it comes to what they need to do to survive. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. You know what? I'm trying to figure out if I agree with that. I think I would agree. I think Alicia, for some reason, with them all three, especially when they're in the bedroom and they're talking and how she's like, we're going to take over. And Nick's like, oh, yeah. You know, and Alicia's like, are y'all insane? Like, what are y'all thinking? I think she's the only one. But I agree that they're not on the same page. But I think that Madison and Nick are both reading Crazy Town, the book.
Yes. I agree. They should be listening to Alicia.
Yes. Yes. So, I don't know. I'm liking Alicia. You know, I think my wife, I think she's liking Alicia just for the fact that Alicia's pretty much got the shit end of the stick all through growing up because of her brother and then everything else. So, I don't know. Nick is just annoying the fuck out of me. And I just, every time he talks, I'm just like, whatever.
And, you know, on top of that, like, Alicia lost her boyfriend.
True.
In the first season. Nick barely even knows this girl. And he's, like, ready to write off his mom and his sister.
Maybe the video is that good. You know what I'm saying?
It's the power of the P.
That's right. let's see what else. Okay, so I got that over there. And Alicia saves the day. She saves Jake because zombies eat Charlie. Charlie, it seemed like she was a nice person. She could fly a helicopter,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't make it. Let's see here. I'm looking at my notes here. I'm trying to see Jeremiah Madison. Madison says they're going to play the game. Yeah, and then here it is. I have my notes. Alicia's the only smart one. You know,
this
so
is accurate.
So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, overall, I thought the episode, I enjoyed this episode more than the first episode.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of, I am kind of now appreciative that if we would have started off like with this one and Travis dying, I would have been, had a panic attack. So maybe the first episode was calm. That way you're like, oh, okay. Cause it totally caught me off guard. So
me too.
Kudos to them for that. anything else?
I don't think so.
I thought, you know, scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of this episode?
Honestly. An 8.
Okay. So you did enjoy it.
I mean,
did you like this one better or the first one?
This one for sure.
Okay. All right. Because
Travis, but I like Troy.
That's why? Even as crazy as shit as he is. No, Mike, he's misunderstood, Mike. He's misunderstood.
Because I'm curious. Okay, but we're going to talk about why when we recap the next episode.
Correct.
But I'm curious about his backstory.
Oh, we're going
to find because out. There has to be a reason why he's batshit crazy.
Let's talk about it in the next episode. Okay. All right. So, people, that's it for this recap. And then we're going to, boom, talk about last night's episode.
Wait, what do you give it?
I would have to say, I would probably say an 8. I would give it an 8. I mean, because I did not expect that beginning.
No.
And I definitely enjoyed this one better than the first one. It probably would have gotten a 10, but I was pissed that Travis died. So that's why it didn't.
Oh, I would not have given it a 10 regardless.
I would have if it would have caught me off. But if someone, but yeah, but no. 8. 8. All right. So like I said earlier before, Kristen's got a blog. You can check her stuff out. AccordingToKristen.com.
Yes.
She's got everything there. And that's all I talked about. But I know you got other stuff. What's your other stuff?
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at ThisIsKristen_ and Facebook at According to Kristen.
Tweets. And then Jesus, I've been saying Kristen, I think he's got like half his body out the door. I don't think he's going to be with us anymore because he's all Hollywood. but if you want to check out his stuff and see what he does in Hollywood, dysfunctional.com. That's his blog. And then, of course, Brancy, thevro.com. You can find her goodies on there as well. And for me, iWatchMike.com. If you go to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. You can find all our stuff there. The link for this, if you've got iTunes, Fear of the Walking Dead recap show, we're there on iTunes. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You know, that's another spot. But like I said, everything's on the blog. Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat, Facebook page, all on the blog, iWatchMike.com. So coming back, we'll recap last night's episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. Say bye.
Bye.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.